Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day 6 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. And just take a moment to settle into your seat, into your body, into your space. Letting go of the morning you've already had. The doors being locked, getting up before we want to, it being colder than heck. And let go of the day that you're anticipating. And just turn your attention to how things are for you right now. And continuing our discussion of the right view, or as Bill pointed out yesterday, and I really love this, remembering that just seeing things the way they are, just being able to be with things the way they are, which is really, in mindfulness meditation, is the goal of our meditation, is to be able to develop this quality of being able to just be with things the way they are. And today I want to talk about this phrase that comes from a meditation teacher of mine from many years ago, which is appreciation brings contentment. So hearkening back to our talk a couple days ago about this quality of wanting things to be different than they are. And how unsatisfying that can be, because we rarely get it. We rarely just get what we want. And when we get what we want, sometimes it turns out that it's not really what we want. Or we know that even if it is the way we want it, it will end, because everything arises also passes. So the way to happiness in the sense of contentment, one avenue is appreciation. So when we find ourselves caught up in this wanting things to be different, for example, finding yourself up at 4 o'clock in the morning, as I did this morning, and I laid there and tried to figure out why I was up for a long time, and that was not very helpful. Or coming to the studio and finding the doors locked. Surely I wanted it to be different. And this quality, when I was in the shower this morning, I thought, oh, wait, I'm giving the talk on appreciation. What can I appreciate about the situation? Which means doesn't mean that I have to like it or that it's going to change. But what can I appreciate about the situation? I got a lot done this morning, including that shower. I'm not quite sure what I appreciate yet about the doors being locked, except the system is in place right now. So I want to invite you to let that sense of appreciation, particularly in situations where it's not going your way, what can you appreciate? And that can kind of cut through that grasping, wanting, clinging. Give us a little space to just let go a little bit. And again, it doesn't require that we like it. Very important. So let this sense of appreciation, particularly when things aren't going your own way, let that be the ground of your practice today, that feeling of appreciation. So let's practice. So taking our seat again, finding that sense of ground, grounding in that wholehearted appreciation as best we can. And from that ground, feeling the length of our back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, really aspiring to be able to go with things the way they are, not fight, resist, push away. Allow the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening, connecting to that tender heart, the opportunity to let difficult situations soften us. And then rest your hands comfortably, connect to ease wherever you feel it. And just allow the mind to rest in the stillness of the body, the warmth and appreciation of our practice together.